Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, this is your opportunity, because a lot of people listen all throughout the day, and thank you so much. Others, you're in and out. The typical listener to any radio station is about 10 minutes. That could be us, that could be The Current, that could be NPR, The Fan, that could be any station all across America. So you're listening right now. Make this the time to call 952-460-5300. This day is all about Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities and the myriad of ways they turn lives around, where folks like Dominique have visited multiple other missions, and they had maybe, you know what, they had food and lodging, which is great, by the way, but Union Gospel Mission, man, woman, kids, it's food, it's lodging, it's education, it's training, it's help with addiction, it's so many ways. And our friend Sarah's here. Paterka? Paterka, I think. I have it right. Now, you drive so much of this event.
We do.
So I want to thank you, first of all, for doing that.
Thank you.
Because I can't imagine all the hours you put in all throughout the year, every single day. There's not a lot of days off if you're a part of Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities. But I know today is an enormous day for the mission itself.
It is. It's my favorite day. It's my team's favorite day. It's a day where we get to share our stories, and we get to ask our donors to step up, which they have beautifully today already. And
we want them to keep going, too.
Yeah, it's not over with.
No.
Come on. UGMTC.org/givenow. But it's one of my favorite days. We might be very tired. We got here at 4:30 this morning to set up, but it's our chance to share the wraparound services and the stories of success, like Dominique, like Leo, like all of the folks we've heard from today.
How much of your money is driven by donations?
So 95% of our budget comes from individuals, private foundations, congregations, and corporations.
I want people to take that in.
Yeah.
Because that is, let's make up a word, a ginormous number.
Ginormous is correct.
Right?
Yes.
Because there is a myriad of ways other good organizations in this city, the state, the nation, across the globe, but not many can say 95% of what they operate on, what they have available to them to buy the food, to make sure the education is right, to make sure the lodging is right, the training is right, is driven from people who are listening right now.
Correct. Our individual donors make up such a huge percentage of our goal of a $14.8 million budget for the year. And that's just to come in through public support, through our donors, through congregations, corporations, foundations. And if we don't have that underneath us, we wouldn't be able to serve to the capacity that we are.
Yeah, I mean, all these stories I've heard since 2009, you know what I've never heard? You guys saying no to someone.
Never.
Right?
I never
hear that. And when we're talking 95% of your money, we're talking 14 million of the almost 15 million
exactly.
Is coming from there. And that's why, whether it's the Naomi Family Center, whether you're a man who's faced addiction, whether you're a husband and wife with kids, no one ever says no. And think about all the organizations where they do good work, but somebody shows up and they just have to say, we don't have room.
Yeah.
We can't take you. That doesn't happen at your place.
It doesn't happen all the time. It does happen once in a while because we are full.
Yeah.
We have only X amount of square footage to be able to serve, but we don't let someone just kind of hang out there.
Yeah.
We want to make
sure. That's
the
point Dave was making last segment. There's accountability.
Yep. Yep.
We're not a place where you're going to stay a year.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. We want to be there, and if we can't serve the individual's needs, we want to say, let us hold you here until we can find somewhere. We'll give you your basic needs met, but let's find the right place for you. We might not be that right place for everyone, but we'll find it for those in need.
Talking with a friend, Sarah, here about Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities. Keep them ringing. A little bit slow right now. They picked up a lot during the break, but Sarah's turning around. There's a lot of people chatting. A
lot of chatting.
We like chatting. We'd rather have you chat after the call. 952-460-5300. Again, thanks to Griner Construction for helping out. How did you end up here at Union Gospel Mission?
Boils down to I answered a LinkedIn message.
Okay.
I never ever answered a recruiting message, and Pam's laughing back there because it's true. And the Spirit really guided my coming to the mission because I wasn't looking for a new gig.
Yeah.
But I was interested, and the conversation with Pam, I saw her passion for the work. I knew about the work, and I said, I'm going to take on this challenge. And every day is a new challenge and a new opportunity to continue to serve, but also continue to reach out to the community and say, hey, we're here. Come support us, but also, if you know someone in need, come bring them to our doors. Our doors are wide open.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Okay, so let's talk volunteering.
Yeah.
And how, again, another way where you don't keep operating is you don't have volunteer after volunteer after volunteer come in. Just talk about that and how you'd love to have people, even if they want to call 952-460-5300 and say, here's my money, but also how can I do more, including volunteering?
Exactly. Beyond the meals, because Jay talked about the meals and Carol talked about volunteering with the meals, we have opportunities to get into deeper relationships with both our women's program and our men's program through tutoring, through mentoring. If you are someone in HR who interviews folks for a living and wants to help our men and women relearn how to interview properly to come back into the workforce, we would love that. Our amazing painter, John, stopped by. He is a retired painter. He literally puts in close to, I would say, 80 hours a month.
Is that right?
Yeah. He goes to Mass in the morning,
and
then he comes to the mission to paint. And he has painted every single wall, and maybe some walls twice or three times. But that is something that helps us in the long run. We don't have to pay a professional painting crew. We have amazing volunteers.
Yeah. While Sarah is talking about Union Gospel Mission, Twin Cities, phones are ringing. Jeff Dullum just donated $500. That's a lot of money. $100 from Rick in honor of his wife, Lisa. Thank you. Thank you so much. We've heard Vanita had great stories. Adam and Jordana had great stories. Dominique has really stood out. Are there any stories in the last couple months that really stand out to you that you want to share with us?
We received an email of inquiry from a family who had lost their father. He lost his father to addiction. And he had been staying in the encampment near the mission. And so he would come and get a meal every now and then. And after he had passed away, his family wanted to volunteer on a monthly basis and serve pizza. And that was their way of honoring their father and their husband who pizza was his favorite meal. And they have continued, this family has continued to volunteer to honor that memory by bringing in Domino's pizzas for all our guys. And when you look at a bunch of, you know, our guys love two things, pizza and pastries. And so you bring those two things.
So do I, by the way. I'm in.
Bring it on. And so the Erickson family has really shown how much love that they have, and they don't want
That's beautiful.
Their husband and father to be remembered as that just is, someone who lived outside.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is great. That leads me to think of the encampment topic, which comes up a lot, because how does someone arrive there? Why do they stay? The differing views about how it doesn't happen. What role does the mission play when the theme here is you can interrupt homelessness, right?
Yep.
That's what we're talking about. Interrupthomelessness.org, right? 952-460-5300. What do you want to say about the mission and encampments and how you can be an option?
We are there. We are at the encampments. Our chaplain's department goes out there once a week with a chaplain and a program manager.
Great idea.
And we're building relationships. It's not, hey, come to the mission for the first time you meet someone. It's building that relationship with the individuals living out there, because they don't trust shelters. They're choosing to live out there for many reasons.
Why do you think that is? Because that's a big
shelter debate. Life is a hard life.
Yeah, right. Like,
if you're not at a place with guidelines and a community and staff who care about you, you could have a very bad experience. And some people are shelter adverse. And so our chaplains work hard.
And the encampment, some people think, fair or not, I can do whatever I want.
Correct.
There's not a certain time I have to wake up.
Yep.
If I'm still drinking, if I'm still taking drugs, I can do whatever I want. And if you go to Union Gospel Mission, there's love, there's empathy, but it's also, here's what we're going to do to get you positioned in the right spot.
Correct. We do have guidelines. We do have policies. And we want folks to be good members of our community together. And they will monitor each other and hold each other accountable, no matter if you're in our emergency services department and our guests or a resident in our program. They work together to make sure that everyone's there and everyone is there to be successful.
Sarah Paterka is with us, volunteer. She is essential to what this day is all about. She's essential to every day at Union Gospel Mission Twin Cities. There's a lot of people are shaking their head and they're going, first time we've ever seen her. I don't know. Who is she?
Who
is she? 952-460-5300. Before you get back to your normal gig, you know I'm going to ask you this, because you've heard me ask people this since 2009. For somebody who's thinking about this right now, and they're saying, well, I don't know if I'm going to give this year. I don't know if I'm going to give today. I give to other organizations. Why should today be the day they call the Comcast phone bank right behind both of us, 952-460-5300?
The reason would be that we're here to interrupt homelessness in a caring, loving, compassionate way, and we can say we will wrap our arms around you and help you, and we need donors to help us be successful.
Help and hope is pretty important.
Amen.
Right. How about a round of applause for Sarah?
You don't have to.
There was a little bit of booing. I don't know what that meant. You know. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Right now is the time for you to call. You can also go online, ugmtc.org/givenow. I'll be honest, those phone lines were buzzing early. Little quieter right now. This is the time to step up. $10, $10,000, whatever you can offer. 952-460-5300.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.